going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good morning and welcome to the 107th PGA Championship. This is the 8:06 starting time. Now on the tee, please welcome from Texas, Tom Hoge.
Guy's a natural. That is Tim Freeze, longtime outstanding pro in Western New York, now with Glen Oak. And that was his voice at the PGA Championship. Tim, I hate the sound of my own voice, and everybody says that about themselves. I don't know if that was strange for you to listen to, but you sounded good to me.
Mike, thanks. I need to have a little more energy in there. Hate the sound of my own voice. You bet. It was a 5 a.m. shuttle with the cameraman and the rules officials. Oh, yeah, didn't have enough coffee. You know, get the juice in there. I was better toward the end of the call. So funny. That's funny. You're exactly right.
How long did you announce groups for?
I had the first group out of 7 this morning, and I went to about 8:15, and then Dawn from Nebraska. There's 14 of us on the board of the PGA of America. We all take some shifts to start all the players off. It's fantastic Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday we do the same thing, and then also announce everybody to 18 green. That's fun. I have that shift tomorrow afternoon, cool TV time, which would be, you know, the last couple of groups coming in, probably the last 2 hours, coming up 18 on Saturday. So, yeah, we have our, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, and it's cool. Rules officials pointing. You got, you know, the Golf Channel, ESPN guys in your ear and kind of counting down 10, 9, 8. And I had some cool groups out there this morning. I had Pavon. It's not Pavone. I heard from his girlfriend. So I asked him, and sure enough, here he is up there, and he was in the same group with Aaron Rye. Just great. You know, the tour players are cool. They really are super guys. I'm not sure if DeChambeau is an actor or not, but he seemed pretty cool. I put a video up there for Brian. I tell you, it's just fun. I don't know. We can't determine. And the stories that you hear out there, social media, I might believe, and when the players put it out, it's fun stuff. And being here, lots of excitement, lots of cool stuff. This is the biggest build-out that we've ever done, the biggest. From, you know, fan experience here is exceptional. Everybody gets everything to eat. It's all included. Everything to drink, all included. You want to buy some alcohol, different. And then this is all a build-up, obviously, you can imagine, for the Ryder Cup, which is going to be nuts at Bethpage. But, yeah, biggest build-out. In fact, the golf course today played, 4 yards short of 7,600 yards. You do the math, that's 422 yards average per hole for 18. How would we all do playing 18 par fours and 422? It's a big ballpark.
Well, I mean, you're nice to include us, especially me, in that question.
I'm sore.
How you would do.
Tim, I'm sore from walking Delaware Park this morning, okay? No.
You can play it from Ring Road and then, experience that.
Yep. Tim, that's an interesting one on Pavon. Like, we'll end up in these kind of situations sometimes where you think you know that a pronunciation is different than the public thinks, and then you say it what you believe is the right way, and you probably maybe sense that the people listening think you've said it wrong.
You're exactly right. So what happens, a little secret that I found over the years, is literally I meet them in a sense as they're coming up, you know, rule, they get their scorecard, grab a pencil or two. I go right to the caddy, and if I see a girlfriend or mom or dad, I go right up to them. So there's apparently 9 pronunciations of David Puig or Puog or Puig. It's P-U-I-G. How many ways can you say P-U-I-G? Well, I heard them all, and then the girlfriend said, that's the one, and I did it, and he smiled at me and pointed. I go, okay, I got it right.
Nice. you put the effort in. You deserve to be rewarded.
Yeah.
So being on the board is what avails you to the opportunity. You say you take turns. Is that kind of how it is? Because that's one thing I was wondering when thinking of talking to you today is, like, how do you get the gig?
Cool. So there's 31,000 members and associates of the PGA of America. We're the, you know, the worker bees, right? The PGA Tour are the players, and we're the worker bees. That's 14,000-plus facilities around the country, and then around the world PGA members are, right? So then there's a food chain. Think of the Senate of the United States. There's 50 states, right? 2 from each. Well, we take 1 from each of 14 districts. There's 14 of us. There's a couple officers, a couple independents, and then we have somebody from the tour. So that revolves. So that's our representation. We have a board. And one of the cool things, or I don't know if it's a perk, but we help run this and administrate the actual championship. I'm on the championship committee. This is great. So you get to do this. We get to determine the Ryder Cup, pick the Ryder Cup captain, determine all that. We're not picking the bunting of the reds and the whites and all that. But with Keegan Bradley and Luke Donald, who are obviously playing great here, which is kind of neat, the Ryder Cup captains help us do this. So as a board, you just strategically try to guide golf. We hear from all our members, all the people that play our places, like my facility. It's just fun to listen to them, and then I get to bring that to the board. And I'm working hard now, to be honest with you, to bring the PGA back to Oak Hill. It's one of the gems, a Donald Ross gem from around the country, and we keep coming back. USGA wants to do it too, but I'm hoping that in early to mid-30s, maybe 33, 34. We just announced Southern Hills for 32, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got a shot at getting this back to Oak Hill. And that was a $200 million boost for the economy of Oak Hill. And that brings in, oh, holy cow, this is the governor. So what if you do tax-free things and we bring a Ryder Cup, you bring another PGA championship? This is big bucks for New York, but, hey, what do they give us and leverage the brand of the PGA? And I tell you right now, what would it be worth on your radio show to bid, holy cow, the right team marker, the Ryder Cup, you know, on the final day? What if you got the bid for that, or the final flag that gets to be pulled? It's kind of cool stuff to leverage that. So we as a board get to determine, you know, strategically how that works. In kind, they say, how about a perk? Get on the tee, announce it, get the names right. Here's phonetics. I'm doing the women's PGA championship, which is the KPMG in June down in Frisco. There's some names with 19 syllables. Holy cow. I went up to Ben Yun An. I was close. And he goes, Tim, how's Ben An? Great. Thank you very much. So you don't have to go through the whole, you know, diatribe of trying to figure it out and sweating. It's hot enough down here. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, what is the day? So you obviously had this responsibility this morning, which is, you know, a super cool opportunity to do that again. Do you get to watch a lot of the golf, or are you, like, just doing stuff because you're sort of on duty?
Chris, one of the cool things we did, it's we leveraged the brand and basically said, okay, what if we give an experience, our donors, our partners, an experience inside the ropes? So we call it Inside the Ropes Experience. So this afternoon I took some donors, some partners, our Reach Foundation, PGA Reach Foundation. They'll talk about it tomorrow on the radio show. Awesome stuff for kids, drive, chip, and putt that you saw, but the veterans, the whole program. So we get to take these folks in that have given us so much of resources and capital, get them inside the ropes. So this morning, or this afternoon at 1:47, I took 3 people inside the ropes and followed from green, from tee to green for 9 holes, and it was the 1, 2, and 3 in the world. It was a show. So we are on the tee with them, right? And then we just walk up. We don't want to be in their way. You sit down, and then you walk. You just keep going up to the green. You're in the alleyways that they got to go green to tee. You get some knuckles. You get some high fives, but that goes so what a long way that goes in thanking and gratitude for the people that help us and all of our things and all of our programs and our foundation. So it's so fun. So, Chris, I do a little bit of work in between. I do get to watch. But I bet you right now, as you watch, you might know more about what happened on the golf course than I would, because I'm not paying attention as much to the leaderboards. Although I did see the double from Vegas. I did see some of the scores. And then following, you know, Rory, I'm telling you, DeChambeau, I put it, Brian's got it. I do catch a few, but this man, I mean, the hole's 500 and something. Dogleg right number 1. I went behind and videoed it. When I got it up there, I think Brian put it up there. He takes a tack. Instead of hitting a high cut, a left to right for a righty, he takes it over everything, smashes it, and everybody's hooting and hollering. It's a rock concert.
Right.
It's
yeah.
So funny. Because we all dream of this. They can't, and it is amazing. These guys, Rory McIlroy can play center ice. He's got a butt like a centerman, man. They are all in rocks. So we get in the locker room, we got to change, put our ties and all that stuff on. But in the meantime, we get to see Scheffler's, he is bigger than you can imagine. His shoulders are wide, he's thick, he's tall. And the club gets up there about 7 feet. That's how he hits it. He's got a superpower. One of those superpowers is his caddy, Ted Scott, that while he's on greens, he's reading the greens or the flag positions that could happen tomorrow and Sunday. It's amazing. It's a science. You can't just go inside the ropes and caddy. These guys they're professionals. They get paid great, but holy cow, the homework that goes into it. And then they wink to us. They give us signs what club they're hitting, and they flash the fingers and all that. We catch all that. It's fun. It's good. It's cool.
Tim Freeze with us at the PGA Championship. How close did you ever come to making this event?
Yeah, I'm trying really not to say me or I. I swear to God, Chris and Mike. I tried to qualify. I've been to a couple of championships. I did get to play in the senior PGA Championship. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic, and it was awesome. And I birdied the first two out of three holes. And holy cow, you see your name on the leaderboard, and then you throw up. Oh, no. Oh, great. So I've never made this. I've been close, sure. But that doesn't matter. There's 1,000 of me. It doesn't matter. Make the field. There's 20 of us club pros that did make the field.
Yeah.
This was the Michael Block crazy story, right? Playing with McIlroy, having a hole-in-one. That's just – you can't make it up.
He's in the field again.
He did make the field again from, down in Frisco, which I did get to play last year. Didn't make it. That's okay. We keep trying. But as the age goes up, you lose a little speed, and holy cow, you heard every hole here. These guys hit it in places we just don't. It's like the NBA playing with 6-foot rims. It's just not what it looks like to these guys. It's amazing. But I'll tell you what, for all the listeners, when they get over shots, when they get over putts, the pre-shot routine, they settle in. The focus is crazy good. They take that little extra look in time, and there's not rush shots. There's not – no. They are professionals at this, and they are the best at it, and we get to watch.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Watch this. This is fantastic.
How do you feel like the players are responding to the course? Because it sounded like a bit of a rough week leading up to it, some criticism of the course. How do you feel like that's going over so far, Tim?
Yeah, it's literally rule 1-1. Play it as you find it, as it lies, right? So we struggle with that. And amateur bodies making the rules of a professional game. So we're keeping it that way at this moment. This is awesome because you play the course and you find it. Well, this was a super challenge because only once in the history of a major has the ball been played up. And it was in one of our championships. It was that bad in Baltusrol in New Jersey a couple of years ago. Jimmy Walker won. It was that bad. So all of a sudden they're faced as late as Wednesday with 4.5 inches of rain. Glen Oak would be underwater and we got rowboats out down, Ransom Creek.
Right.
Not here. So Johnny Harris, his father, they started this with Arnold Palmer back in the 60s. They got this thing going, and they built drainage and sub-air systems in the green. They could take water and literally just make it disappear. They did it, and it was a question whether they could play the ball, quote, down or up. And they decided early Thursday morning before the first player hit it, all right, there's going to be some places. One of those places was in 16, and that's where Scheffler and Schauffele just – what you have to do when you have a mud ball, let's say, none today. But yesterday was sure, but it's tough. You want to keep the ball down. Once you put a ball in a player's hand – they can do magic with it. So you just don't want to have that happen in a championship, right? So then, sure, you got to play the ball different. Play it back, knock it down, have Jeff talk about it tomorrow, my friend, PGA golf professional, with Brian and Kevin tomorrow. So basically, you got to play it back and run it up there and take your chances, get it up and down. Once you try to do something heroic, it doesn't work. Mud does affect the ball. So anyway, they made the call. We got hit, but just like Ryder Cup ticket, we took a hit, but now it's going for 5 times more than the original tickets, and that must have been a deal at the time. It's just, everybody gets caught up in the emotion, but the course is fantastic. I've worn white shoes now every day, not a speck of mud on them. It's amazing. So it was just the playing surfaces, and they only got to cut the greens, cut the fairways. It was raining so much. They only got one cut on it, and having Glen Oak and knowing what it takes to cut fairways, they cut them through the night with headlights, and it's incredible what has to happen. The hundreds of millions that goes into running an event. Hey, from the USGA, the Royal and Ancient, it's cool. It's big bucks. It's fun, but the people here and the energy is just so good, good. And everybody's eating and drinking. They're having a good time. It's a big party.
And you'll be a part of the Ryder Cup scene, too, you said. I have a friend, Bulldog knows him very well, Adam Krautwurst, co-host of the Deep End Fantasy Football Podcast. He is volunteering. He won an opportunity to volunteer at Bethpage, and he can't wait. So I bet.
Oh, yeah. It's the Ryder Cup once every 4 years. If anybody has a shot, it's worth it. Bethpage, I played there in the State Open for so many years. It's a monster. It's a Tillinghast. They just played one of those last week. It's so cool. The course is my favorite. I can remember every hole you can imagine. But when Koepka won there, it's a big baller. You just got to smash it. It's different than other Ryder Cups because this is ours. Over in England, they squeeze in the fairways. Over in Ireland, over in France, over in Rome, they do it different. We're going to do it our way here, and it's going to be fun. But the opportunity now, you've heard of the ticket giveaway we're doing. 3,000 tickets, 500 tickets. We are putting GoPros on flags on the other courses at Bethpage. We walk up, and we surprise, literally, players that are out there, firemen, anybody. And we say, here's 2 tickets for the Ryder Cup coming up, and we surprise the heck out of them. We're giving away 6,000. It's so good.
That's fantastic. That is super cool, Tim.
Wow, Tim. You're having a ball. We can definitely tell. That's great. Love the energy.
I love it. No, choke Bulldog. I played golf with you guys. We had some fun there at Transavaley, yes. and you guys, I know, enjoy the game. It's a hard game. It's a fun game to play, a hard game to master, and I'm watching masters do this. They are Picassos out on the golf course here. It's fun. When they get closer to the hole, they smell it, and they're even better. It's fun to watch the big ball, but I like watching short games, short shots, and being inside the ropes and seeing that up close as a golf professional, as a teacher, instructor, and just it's an entertainment. That's Glen Oak for us. Come out and be entertained. Have fun with your friends. That's all we sell. I don't sell green fees. I sell fun, right? So that's what we want to do, and that's what they're doing here.
You would be impressed with Bulldog's touch on the greens. for a big guy. Speaking of guys with big shoulders,
I knew that was coming.
You would be impressed. He used to go by the nickname and embrace it, the Big Uneasy.
Mike dubbed me that many years
but
ago.
But those days are over. Like he's very smooth out there now, Tim, which we all aspire to.
You know, Chris, you put the beard on one side or the other, one shoulder or the other, as you're taking the club back. How does that work?
It's trimmed way back for the summer, Tim. So I'm not a hindrance. No. I played 65 rounds last year, which when I was half my age, you know, way back when, I never played that much. But my oldest son has gotten into the game, and we're members at Delaware, and it's right up the street. So I mean, you know, gone is the 6 or 7 hour, you know, driving and then, you know, playing and all that. Like we're in and out of there in 3 hours. I mean, it's really great. Not say I don't enjoy. We Owen and I played Glen Oak last summer and had a great time out there. So
thank you for coming. You get and think about what we have around. There's word that maybe Westwood turns into nine holes, another type of a county thing. Fantastic for the golfers out there. If anybody who's listening right now, I think if your kids are interested at all, COVID was so awful in so many ways, but unbelievable for kind of our sport in a sense. It showed family, friends, having a great time together, having some laughs. Doesn't matter what you shoot.
Outdoors.
I play a ton of alternate shot now with my friends and wives. Oh, my gosh, right? So what it did do right now is it's been 40, 50 years. If you play golf, if your children play golf, a woman makes about 30, 35% more compensation in her lifetime. She just plays golf. It's networking. You're with people. You're having fun. It's sales. It's all that. So get out, play a little golf. Don't have to be good. Just enjoy it. Maybe bang some balls. But Deli, I played last summer. I showed up about 5 o'clock with a friend. And the guy at the counter goes, it's a little late. I want you guys just to go. I love it. And I'm like, well, it's one cut. It's just great. And you played 65 rounds? Chris, it's fantastic.
Are we going to see you at the trophy presentation?
Yes.
All right.
They won't let me wear my hat, so I'll be one of the old guy, ball guy guy. You know, and I'll get my position there with my blue coat on. We are in the green. Whoever wins this thing, it is fun. And then on that green will be many of our veterans we've taught are part of our program. It's amazing. Some of the kids in the drive, chip, and putt. It's just good stuff. And this is, the worker bees. We want to make it fun for everybody. We will be on that 18th green on Sundays. It'll be fantastic, yes.
It's great to hear how much you're enjoying yourself there. And you're definitely a great spokesman for the game and the tournament. So we appreciate you making time for us.
And you've always been a really good supporter, not just at the game all around here in Western New York, but of Brian and Kevin and Jeff Metis and Tita Green. And we, on behalf of them, I thank you for that. The station appreciates it.
Chris and Mike, I go to work with a smile. I come home with a bigger smile. I just loved what the game means in honor and integrity. It just means so much. And it's if more people did it and played it and enjoyed it and find out what they have in their friends and their family. That's it. Enjoy the experience. You don't have to be good at it. Just have some fun and Papa Mick Light, right? So thank you for having me on.
Yeah, before you go, my wife and I have gotten to be friends with your cousin AJ over the years, and we got a beautiful piece of his artwork that I got her for Christmas many years ago that hangs in our living room, and he heard you were going to be on, and he wanted to make sure to tell me to tell you hello.
My cousin AJ, when he was born, Andy Freeze. We had lots of joke with that one. Andy. Yeah, Andrew. He's the best. What an artist. He's made money of the Buffaloes around town, too. He's quite an artist.
He's a very talented dude. Yeah, for sure.
Great cousin and a great friend. Great friend. Yes. Thank you very much. Thanks for saying that about AJ. That's great.
Tim, have a great time down there. I know you are.
You betcha, gentlemen. And hopefully we get to tee it up and make some birdies together.
Let's do it. Thank you, Tim. Tim Freeze down at the PGA Championship. Jonathan Vegas is still the leader by 2. Scottie Scheffler is 4 back. He is the betting favorite. Still. Although, it's kind of starting to feel like yesterday. Every time I look up, they're in the rough sand. McIlroy's throwing a club.
Yeah. While we were talking to Tim, he got a bad roll, it looked like, off of a tee shot that he might have thought was pretty good at a par 3. And then, he threw a club kind of at a sign.
Can't have that.
No. You don't like
think of the kids.
Don't like to see that.
Think of the kids.
Don't like to see that.
I mean, you cannot.
Yeah.
The kids are going to be scarred by that one. Next up, Dave Buchanan, the Bandits and Saskatchewan tonight, game one of the best of 3 NLL finals. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Happy Friday. This is WGR.
Buffalo now back over McKay to Smith. Smith inside. Floater pass out in front. Between the legs. Shot by Chase Frazier. Scores.
Clip it for Frazier, John. My goodness.
Big night downtown. The Bandits going for a third straight title. They can't win it tonight. Game one of the best of three. Pre-game
but they
seven.
Could lose it. No, that's not right.
They can't lose
that's
it either.
Not, that's not right. They can't. No, it's not how best of three works.
Idiot. No, but best of three is short.
That's right.
It's one loss and you're in trouble.
It's as short as you can have a best of.
One loss and you're in trouble.
Best of two.
They don't have that. Well, soccer kind of has that.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
Road goals. Fans are excited. Bandits in Saskatchewan. It's 7 o'clock for pregame tonight. Dave Buchanan will be on the broadcast as always. He joins us now on the Western Hotline. Dave, are you suited up? Are you ready to go here, or is it too early still?
No, I'm coming to you from the media room here at KeyBank Center and just chuckling to myself with your lovely lead in here. I wouldn't expect anything less from you guys. Classic Chopin Bulldog right there.
The best of three. It's not must win, but the next one would be if you lose this one.
Dave,
we're continuing to break down and explain best of three.
Dave, I got to ask. I saw or actually just complain a little bit. I saw like a lot of hardware being handed out, like player of the year, this or that. John Gertler got some love. Where's sideline reporter of the year? I need you to get some credit here. I was very disappointed that you didn't get mentioned.
Yes, as one of my colleagues from TSN, Ashley Docking, once said, hashtag justice for floor reporters. They do not have a sideline reporter of the year award, but I'm so thrilled that John finally got some recognition and got the Tom Borelli Award as the media person of the year for the National Lacrosse League, and we're looking forward to covering another finals together.
So how does it stack up, Dave? What's Saskatchewan all about? They end up getting through Halifax in two games.
This is a very stacked team. I mean, they've racked up GM of the year, coach of the year, defensive player of the year, and goaltender of the year just in this past week. It's a very talented squad. Out the front door, they've got two really good shooters in Robert Church and Austin Shanks, and they also have some talented guys like Zach Manns and Ryan Keenan as well. And then their defensive unit is solid. They have three players that rank in top 15 in loose balls and top 10 in cost turnovers, and the likes of Jake Boudreau, Mike Messenger, and Matt Hossick, who won Defensive Player of the Year and just so happens to live in Lancaster as well. And then they've got a really solid goaltender in Frank Chiliano, who may have struggled in the playoffs on his previous team, San Diego, but he's 3-0 this year and hasn't given up more than 10 goals so far this postseason.
How did the season go with between the Bandits and Saskatchewan, Dave?
Well, the reason the one game they played this year is the reason why we're here tonight. Buffalo beat Saskatchewan in Saskatoon back on March 1st in a 9-7 game, and that was the tiebreaker. Both these teams finished 13-5, and so that's why this series is starting here in Buffalo tonight, because Buffalo did win that game. It was tied, or Saskatchewan might have had a one-goal lead, but Buffalo battled back and got the win. The only difference maybe in that game from tonight is Saskatchewan didn't have Robert Church in the lineup. His wife was having a child, so he had to miss that game. So that's probably the one big difference between that game and tonight's lineup.
I know you were listening last Friday when we talked to Josh Byrne, and maybe the first question we put to him was just like the advantage of having a weekend off. Saskatchewan would have played not the whole series last weekend, but game two last Saturday, I think it was. Have you heard that from the players? Because he said it's a big deal to have got a little bit of a break there. I'm guessing that most, if not all, the players on the team would echo that.
Oh, yeah, completely. As much as, you know, when they had all those bye weeks at the start of the season, they wished they would have had a more consistent start to their year. I think they did enjoy having the week off. They did practice last week in Oakville. But there's a couple of guys that have some bumps and bruises that probably healed up an extra week. Plus, you know, it's probably why Kyle Matisse was activated off the IR. We'll see if he makes the active lineup tonight. But he's been battling a lower body injury since the final game of the regular season. So I think they did enjoy having the week off and were able to kind of sit back and watch things play out.
I'm curious, Dave, if you can tell us what you know about how common or uncommon the scene that Buffalo enjoys is around the league. Size of the building, capacity, crowds, just the fervor that is here for the Bandits in the local market. Like, does Saskatchewan enjoy that? Do, as far as you know, do other teams in the league enjoy the kind of support that Buffalo gets?
The most direct direct comparisons, BD, would have to be like Colorado Mammoth and Denver. You know, they play in Ball Arena like the Avalanche and the Nuggets do. They get a pretty respectable crowd, and it's a very loud building, having been there twice for the NHL Finals. Calgary does pretty well. They play in the Saddle Dome just like the Flames do. And I think Vancouver, they play now in Rogers Arena like the Canucks do, and they're having a nice turnaround. And I think their fan base is going to continue to grow now over the next couple of years. So you do see it, I think, most notably in those three markets because they have similar, you know, NHL, NBA-sized arenas. Saskatchewan, you know, when they were winning, they almost went three-peat of their own about 10 years ago. And then back then they were drawn, you know, well over 10,000. But this year they've kind of struggled a bit with attendance. I'm not sure what that reason is. But I know tickets for tomorrow, our Sunday's game, have been going pretty well too. So, and there's some other, you know, growing fan bases. You know, Ottawa, their first year, they're playing in the same building as the Senators. Rochester's numbers were kind of bouncing back up this year as well too. But really, I think Buffalo still leaps and bounds ahead of probably most other teams in the league. But I think there is some other dedicated fan bases, like I mentioned.
The first playoff game this year, the Bandits over San Diego, 5-4. I didn't realize when I was watching it that I was watching the lowest scoring game in league history. Which I read today on the Bandits website. Maybe that's playoffs. Maybe that's just all games. Incredible. Then the first Vancouver game we watched as well, 9-3. I mean, that's the record low for goals allowed by the Bandits. 11-9 in the second game reads more like a lacrosse score to my eyes. If you don't mind me putting into these terms, what's our over-under tonight looking like, Dave? I mean, you've had two of these three playoff games where they were very tough to score against, but maybe this matchup lends itself to sort of a different kind of game. What do you think?
Yeah, usually with the NLL, you usually don't see lines beyond -1.5 or -2.5, and I can't say that I've looked, but I know someone that works for one of the Canadian sports books. I should go ask him, but I'm assuming it's probably just a -1.5 in favor of Buffalo tonight, and that's to be expected at this stage. I think both of these teams have played some really competitive games here in the postseason, and with the defense, style of defense Buffalo plays, you know, I think it is going to be like a 10-9, 10-8, 11-10 kind of game this evening.
Okay, so sort of a normal score. We're not looking at 5-4 again, or even 9-3. All right.
Both of those results were very unexpected for me. Oh, I know the Bandits, you know, they do have a tendency, they really turn it on in the postseason. But I know with the Saskatchewan offense, I don't know if they'll be able to hold them to just 4 or 3 goals tonight, but we'll see.
So when John throws it down to you like Dan Dunleavy does for Razor for his keys to the game, what is that
going on?
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What does it sound like tonight, Dave?
I think for Buffalo, I think one of their keys to the game is to stay out of the penalty box. I think Saskatchewan really took advantage of Halifax's penalties in their series, and the Bandits do have a tendency to take some penalties. You know, they've taken some costly five-minute majors this season. So that's one, keep their composure. And number two, I think keep up their exceptional play on shutting down the transition of the opposing team. They've done it really well. They did it well against Vancouver and against San Diego, and even late in the regular season against Halifax. You know, Saskatchewan's got that strong defensive unit, as I said, and, you know, to try and limit them getting the ball up the floor and creating odd man rushes in the other direction. So I think it's composure and transition are my two keys to the game.
Do you know anything about tickets for tonight?
I've been kind of looking at Ticketmaster. I don't have anything official, but, you know, firsthand tickets, not resale. It's been kind of the top rows of the 300s are remaining. You know, it's a beautiful evening here in downtown Buffalo. The party in the plaza is just getting started just as we went on the air here at 5:30. So come on down, grab some tickets. It should be a good time in Banditland tonight.
Thank you, Dave. Enjoy it.
Thanks, guys. Always good talking to you.
You too. Dave Buchanan on the West Her Hotline, 7 o'clock. For tonight's pregame show.
I love when that's me, BD.
BD, I know. I heard that.
I really, I just,
everybody catch that? It slipped it in.
It's like, Dave was one of our producers a very long time ago, and of course was at the station for a long time hosting the Fast Track show, the auto racing show. This one of my favorites. I just love when he says that, BD. Just rolls BD. Off like that.
How many producers have we had?
Whew. Well, we had
rank them.
Oh,
that's Joe's tough. In the book now. Well, Joe's it's not his first day with us.
He's been in the book. We working backwards. Joe,
I bet it's 50.
Evan DePasquale has done what Joe's doing today for us a few times, so he's got a count. And of course Zach. I'm working backwards. Sneaky Joe.
Well, I mean, Derek has produced the show. Josh has produced the show.
That's right. That's right. Well, I was going to get there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was helping.
No, you definitely are. I wouldn't have named everybody.
I bet it's dozens, right? It's just a few people once or twice, you know?
Sure. Yep. Yep. Bauk three times, I think. Did Bauk have two stints, three stints? He had some stints.
Him, I don't remember.
He had multiple stints.
I'm having a tough time placing him. The name is sort of familiar. I think of his name as a little different. Buck, I thought it was. That sounds right. We'll take a break. I need a break. I mean, that's clear. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Folks, Bulldog here for Excelsior Orthopedics. When life takes its toll and you find yourself in need of a knee or hip replacement, did you know you can get that done without ever stepping foot in a hospital? It's called hospital-free joint replacement, and the experts at Excelsior Orthopedics pioneered it here in Western New York nearly 10 years ago. Since then, they've helped lots of people get back to doing what they love to do pain-free. Learn more about hospital-free joint replacement at ExcelsiorOrtho.com. Excelsior Orthopedics, your first place for complete orthopedic care.
Been all around today. The Preakness, the Amerks, the Bandits, the PGA. A little bit on the NFL, the Bills schedule, and the idea that they might change the playoff format. Another one that would have been great to talk about, and we can eventually, but really haven't, is the idea of the NFL adopting a draft lottery. And most of what I saw on Twitter was very negative toward that. Like, it's another one where, are you sure you really need a fix, right? That's what we said about the playoff seeding idea. Like, do you have a problem? Is it necessary? Maybe it's okay. Maybe it is even good. But weigh that against just, you know, the confusion or whatever. I don't know. I don't think I like that the NFL is still without a lottery, with hockey having it, so you can compare.
Mm-hmm.
And as recently as last year, and this has happened a number of times, teams in line for the top pick blow it by winning a game. Like the Patriots last year beating the Bills cost them literally the number one overall pick. So if that's going to happen, if something about the sport lends itself to that, you know, upsets or just – there are other bad teams too, that mm-hmm. Texans Colts game where Houston won and then Chicago got the first overall pick. It happens. Coaches are incentivized. Players are incentivized. Even like Doug Marrone, that wasn't involving the top pick of the draft, but right. that he, meaningless game in Foxborough, he wanted it.
He wanted that game.
So I don't think like, that's why you want the lottery, is to prevent somebody from just going to the bottom and like there's just no question. The league hasn't really been that way.
No, I don't think they have a problem at all, really. It kind of, I don't say it blew my mind. I mean, the people are looking for things to bring up, and, you know, tanking is a thing that is a hot-button issue, or can be, certainly was here 10 years ago, that's for sure. But, yeah, I do not feel like the league has a problem. I've seen some of this negative reaction you're referring to go so far as to say if you put in a lottery, you might tempt more teams to try to improve their chances of getting the number one pick, and in sort of in reverse end up with a problem that you don't already have. Like you're trying to create something to fix a problem you don't have, and it will create the problem you're trying to fix that you don't have. Did that all make sense? Did that track? Just stop. You do not need it. I don't think you have anything to worry about in that department in the NFL.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll happen. Like, is there some, you were saying before about the seeding, how the push for it stems from late season, regular season games where the best players sit. Teams rest their guys because the games are unimportant. And if you open up the seeding to that extent, that'd be just logically less likely to happen. Does the draft somehow fail to deliver the way it is? Does anybody come out of the regular season, sort of except for maybe the teams that pick second or third, whining about how there should be a lottery? I mean, have you ever heard that conversation? It's probably happened, but it just doesn't seem like it's needed. And the draft is such a spectacle now. Does anybody at the draft ever say, you know, it would be fair if they – I'm not even sure lotteries really work. You know, we've had it all through these years with the Sabres, and this year the Islanders get the first pick. Congrats. I mean, San Jose had the worst record, the best odds. Who was second? Not Utah. Someone else, Chicago maybe. Someone else was second, and they got bounced. Is that how we want it? I like that there's both.
Yeah, I guess yeah, fine. I don't love lotteries, period. I definitely feel strongly I don't want it in the NFL. I guess I'm living with it. I mean, what good would it be to complain? So, because I do think it does. If you're near there, you're sort of like, I give myself 3 percentage points better or something by losing this game. I just think it's more tempting than just finishing last in the NFL could ever be myself. So I just hope they don't. These ideas, I don't know, the tush push will come up too, and I don't know the draft lottery. I haven't heard that's on the agenda or anything. It's just an idea,
right? Same.
That's coming largely from, I think, a speech Mike Greenberg made on ESPN earlier this week. Like that's what's generating it. So I don't
now
know.
I know I don't want it.
I don't know if it's got traction or anything, but I don't want to see it at all. I just do not think it's a problem you need to fix. You don't have a problem.
You don't have a problem. Isn't that nice in life when that happens?
Yeah.
Where you just don't have a problem?
Don't go looking for problems to, you know, just you don't. You're fine.
You're fine out there. Everybody, you hear that? You're fine. The Bandits tonight, pregame at 7. The Bisons are home tonight. Beautiful weather. That's a 6 o'clock game, so just a few minutes, and they're coming off a win. Friday night's always fun at the ballpark. And also, like, we haven't checked enough boxes today, tonight is opening night in the WNBA. So you've got that, too. We didn't cover the WNBA with Sam Panayotovich. We did talk Knicks Celtics, which is tonight, and a few other topics. The Preakness, which is tomorrow. We'll have that conversation for you after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.